Welcome. Hola. Bienvenidos. Bonjour et bienvenue to the Social Network Show. Welcome to the only worldwide show dedicated to social networking and social media. We give you actionable information to make your social networking the best it can be for business to business, business to consumer, and for folks who just like to post. And now, broadcasting from the studios of the Hank Greenspoon School of Journalism and Media Studies of UNLV, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, the host of the Social Network Show, Jim Nico, and Dr. Jane Kawaski.
Today, you will hear about some amazing things a woman has done simply because she cares about others and was and is willing to put her energy and talents to work on their behalf. You will meet her thanks to my amazing co-host, the talented and accomplished Naibe Reynoso. So welcome to the next in the Naibe Reynoso series on the Social Network Show. I'm Jane Karwoski, experimental psychologist, Dr. J, and I'm so pleased to have Ms. Reynoso bring you a fascinating guest once again. Welcome back to another in your series of shows, Naibe.
It's always fun, Jane.
Well, let's get right to finding out who you have as your guest today.
Well, today I have a very special guest, Jessica Sofia Valle. She is the founder of Bloggers of Health, a media company set for a community for people who write about health in their blogs. She is founder and president at Turning Leaves Foundation, a foundation that helps educate children and families on coping with their chronic illness. She is also the director of Latism LA Chapter, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to advancing the social, civic, and economic status of the Latino community. So she is a very busy woman. She also works for a mental health agency as a clinical psychotherapist. So she has a lot of different things that she has her hands in. And now she's on our show. So we want to welcome Jessica Sofia. Thanks for coming onto the show.
Hi, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to meet you, Dr. J, and Naibe, thank you for having me. It's always nice to talk to you.
Of course. You are a very busy woman, so thanks for giving us a little bit of your time. And you're also a psychotherapist, but you do a lot of work in social media. So how do those two worlds combine? You're the social media aspect and the psychotherapist aspect.
Well, a couple of years ago, there was a voice for mental health, but there wasn't a big voice for mental health, and I wanted to give it a big voice, especially in the Latino population, as I am too part of the Latino population. So I wanted to be able to have a voice, and that's when I started working with blogging and social media. I actually started blogging because I do have a chronic illness, and I was laid up in bed, and I was bored, so I started blogging. And then from there, I started, you know, empowering people online, and I was like, wow, this is actually working. People are replying to what I'm saying, and it makes sense. And then from there, and a friend invited me to an event, a Latism event, actually their first Los Angeles Latism event, and I fell in love with everything they were doing. And of course, my question to the team that was exploring this awesome venture with Latism was like, how do you guys talk about mental illness and mental health? And they were all stunned. They're like, wait, nobody's talking about this. And their four pillars are health, business, technology, innovation, and education. And what better way than do all four with technology? So from there, everything just started growing and growing and growing. And I started my company with Bloggers of Health. And we post things online. We do a lot of grassroots events also. We do a lot of events that we do on social media. And I continue my blog through Bloggers of Health.
Now, Jessica, you said that that is Latisma, Latism that has the four principles? Or was that?
Yes, Latism has those four principles, correct.
And they are, again, could you name them again, please?
Yes. It's health, business, education, and technology.
Health, business, education, and technology. And yes, you're right. That really fits into what you were doing.
Yes, exactly. It was meant to be. And with Bloggers of Health, our three major pillars are mental health, physical health, and community health. And I started doing community health because I also noticed that we needed to help whoever was doing things in the city to do, you know, to help them empower them through social media.
So tell us, what kind of entries can we find on Bloggers of Health?
So right now, I think the entry that we have right now is, it's called All Stress, and it gives you tips on how to use coping skills, and I explain what that is. In the transmittance of you finding your therapist and you finding and talking to your doctor about your major stressors that you're having, and the fact that everyone goes through stress, and everybody does go through it at some point, whether it be severe or not severe, you know, our bodies are at a fight or flight stage at some point. And sometimes it just goes a little bit harder, and our body takes it a little bit harder, and there's people there to help us. So that's the post that we have on now. We've had, before that, we had a post for Sri Martinez, who's going to be doing a Super Bowl party.
Chewy Martinez?
Yes.
Oh, I know him. He's my buddy.
You know him? Yeah, he's so yeah. We posted about him, and he's having a party at the Lucky Strike. So we do all sorts of things, and you know, sometimes we have guest bloggers who want to say something. We have a lot of interns who want to post some of the essays they write on our blog. They're like, Jess, this is really good. I found out some more information and so much research, and our blog brings you the ability to do the research through our channels. We're connected with National Institute of Health and their PubMed, where all research articles are at. We ask them to partner with us, and they're like, yes, go ahead and use our link. And we also are partnered with Get Covered, the healthcare.gov, and we're one of their champions of things and technology, so we help support that, and so people get their insurance, which is the last day of February 2nd, to get enrolled. And we do a lot when it comes to just helping people, motivate them to get that to their goals, their health goals, mental health goals,
right,
just overall life, you know?
Right. And you are also in chronic pain yourself. I don't know, a lot of people, if anyone saw the movie Cake with Jennifer Aniston, she was portrayed a woman that was suffering from chronic pain. So it's a very serious issue with people that have chronic pain. And I feel like it's a widely under-talked about subject. Tell us what led up to your condition and how you cope with it and how you help others cope with their chronic pain.
Yes, it is very invisible. My pain comes from my bones and arthritis and spine injuries and whatnot. So when it comes to nerves and to bones, I have a lot of pain, and it's just structural. So that type of initiative, and I haven't seen Cake. I actually want to see it. I haven't seen it yet. The fact that people are talking about it and now are able to and have groups and supports online, it's just amazing what it's done. I've had chronic pain since I was about 8 years old. I started with my hip. I dislocated my hip on a plane as a child, and then from there, I found out that I had a lot of spine injuries. And of course, make them all. I don't want to say the word, like a smart
player. I know what you mean. Yeah.
Kept on playing volleyball in high school and in college, and I started, continue to do whatever I wanted to. And then I didn't know that was affecting my spine until one day I was just like, I couldn't move my legs. And I literally lost sensation of my legs. I was at my parents' house at that time, and they were taking care of me. And we were just waiting for my surgery date, and then I was home alone, and I couldn't get up anymore. Literally, like, I fell, and I can't get up. That episode.
Wow.
And I had to call the ambulance, and my parents took me to Cedars, and it was like right away my doctors already knew that, you know, I had spine surgery. I've had two spine surgeries, and thank God I'm walking now. That's why I love walking. So if you see my post online or whatever, I'm always daily walk, because I love life, and I'm always walking, and I'm like, but it keeps me motivated. And then moving helps me not have too much pain, believe it or not, because the more I sit and relax, I'm able to relax. I do that every morning, and I do my yoga, and I'm able to do all of that, and I do that for a reason, to stretch out my muscles and da-da-da-da-da. But when it comes to just doing nothing, my body begins to pain. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So, but I'm sure you're empowering a lot of women or men that are in your condition because, you know, first of all, they're not alone. And second of all, through Turning Leaves, do you offer resources that they could seek out?
I like to link people to resources. Turning Leaves has become a link force. Apparently, they come to us like, Jess, what can we do? And I was like, here, go to this place, go to this therapist, go to this physical therapist. So, you know, we just try to give them as much as possible. And then we do educational classes also in the community centers. We've had, last year we started doing community center classes where we have either a nurse or a doctor come in. And it could be from 5 people to 25 people. And even if you just talk to one person, you know, that's helping that person express themselves and talk about their pain and talk about what they're going through. And then we can link them to, you know, the sources they need.
Jessica, that sounds like something we need to talk more about in our second half, the Turning Leaves and what that has been, what you've been doing through that. So we'll look forward to that in the second half. I'm Jane Karwoski, and you're listening to The Social Network Show with my guest co-host, Naibe Reynoso, and her guest, Jessica Sofia Valle.
Questions? Comments? Email us at questions@thesocialnetworkshow.com. We'll be right back.
As internet technology advances, so does the threat of cybercrime. And the instant you go online, you become vulnerable to dangers such as identity theft, computer viruses, phishing, spyware, and more. In times like these, we must all protect ourselves from cybercrime. Antivirus software, firewalls, and security patches are just the beginning. Never open suspicious emails, only navigate to trusted sites, and change your passwords every 90 days. Back up important files to external storage devices. Tell anyone who uses your computer to be vigilant when downloading from the internet. Keep your kids safe on the internet. Teach them never to give out personal information or post information about their school or extracurricular activities. Installing parental control software and monitoring their computer are all good ways to prevent cybercrime. To learn more about cybercrime, visit ncpc.org or contact your local law enforcement agency.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Now, back to the Social Network Show.
Welcome back to the Social Network Show, where Naibe Reynoso and I are chatting with Jessica Sofia Valle of Turning Leaves.
Sofia, you are also the director of the Los Angeles chapter of LATISM, which we mentioned earlier. For those not familiar with what LATISM is, more in depth, can you talk to us a little bit more about the goals of the organization? What kinds of events do they do on a yearly basis?
And what's going to happen with Latism this year? What surprises are in store?
Latism is a wonderful organization that helps a lot of people through social media. So Latism means Latinos in Technology, Innovation, and Social Media. So we have a conference yearly where we have a hackathon where people learn how to code, where people learn how to do applications, and, you know, people come together and drop ideas. We also help motivate other coders and other companies and other people through events that we have. I know that we've had events with Google here in LA. We've had events with different organizations that we're able to, you know, partner up with and bring social media to the avenues. We help place all those, you know, any stories that we have, we put them online through social media. We have Twitter parties. Twitter parties consist of a brand coming to us and saying, hey, look, we want to put the word out to, you know, y'all Latino folks and put it out there. And, you know, we help promote it. We have different events that we just support in general. I know that I've done a lot of things with in schools to help promote the charter schools and schools that need support. We link them with friends also. That's my personal love, is to be able to link the community to brands and social media in general. And this year we have a new board, and that's amazing. Are very motivated and ready to work people who are going to be doing a lot this year. I was actually talking to Google this morning, and I was like, all right, we're ready. Let me know what we need to do. And then the rest you'll have to, you know, wait and see and follow us on Latism_LA to see what we're going to be doing in LA this year. We're hoping to do a lot, and we have a lot of strong people on our board who are very ready to work and make this happen. So
awesome.
We want to help the community, we want to help it grow, and that's the whole point. You know, it comes from, you know, we're the first voice that is able to, you know, say, hey, look, we're the first to use muscles.
Dr. J, do you know what that means?
The first what was it?
Chismoso.
Oh, no, you better.
It's a very Latin term. It's a Spanish term, and it's we like gossiping, but it's kind of like part of our culture.
Uh-huh.
But in a good way, not in a bad way. Like we like socializing, we like spreading whatever bad or good news we hear immediately. And I think that's why we over index in social media, because
uh-huh.
we like talking and sharing.
Well, one of the things that I was told a couple years ago by someone who kept an eye on social media was that on Facebook, people in Latin American countries or the Latinos in the United States were much more likely to like something. It was like clicking on like, it meant you had been there. You saw it. There was no big soul searching, do I really like this site? So,
yes, that's true. It's very mm-hmm. true.
Well, Jessica, you have so much going on in so many different aspects, in the psychotherapy, in the social aspect, in the, you know, Latism aspect. Is there any last message points that you want to share with our audience?
Yes, you can do it all, but just notice that you have to take care of yourself first without regard. Yourself comes first. If you can't take care of yourself, you definitely can't take care of others. And I can't, I say that all the time, and I live it. I'm proof of it. I cook my meals. You can see my Instagram. I cook my meals. You know, if I go out, I make sure it's healthy. I'm doing yoga 3 days a week, 4 days a week sometimes. I'm walking a lot. In order to be able to do so much, they're like, everyone's like, how do you do it? It's not just me doing this. I work with teams, and I work with people who are motivated to help others. And it's a passion of mine to be able to do so much. And something that I learned from John Maxwell is that no matter what happens, you have to, like, if you fail at some point, you can fail forward. You can continue to, you know, if that didn't work the first time, okay, let's try it the second time. And, you know, that's what happened to me and my spine recently, you know? Like, the first mm-hmm. time surgery didn't work, let's try it a second time. And now I'm in less pain and I'm in less, you know, aggravation all the time. And it's just one of those things where no matter what you do, you have to be mindful of yourself and mindful of taking care of yourself. Because we get so caught up in our lives that we don't acknowledge our bodies, our souls, our families. And it's very important to have that time. You know, if you have children, take care of your children, have that special time. If you have a husband, take care of a husband. I'm single, so right now I don't have to take care of anybody. So I'm able to do a lot more. But I'm pretty sure when I'm, you know, when I'm ready to settle and have a family, I will be taking care of my family the way that a lot of mothers do right now. So just take care of yourself. And that's like the biggest thing that I can emphasize, because you have to appreciate your body and love your soul.
Right. That's an amazing message. And I love the message of failing forward, because I think we've all failed in every aspect in our lives in one way or another, or one time or another. But if you don't keep going, you're going to get stuck in that place of failing. And I think failing is an opportunity to learn. And we all do it, you know. We all fall down, and it's just a matter of, you know, getting back up and doing it again until we get it right, or until at least, you know, we learn whatever it is that we were supposed to learn. So thanks for that message, and thanks for helping so many that need a little inspiration. How can people find you on social media?
On Twitter, it's JESOFIA. It's Jess Sophia Valle. You can find me on LinkedIn also. It's Jess Sophia Valle. On Facebook, Jess Sophia Valle. Instagram, Jess Sophia Valle. it's JESSOFIAVALLE. And they're all interlinked. So if you can tweet me, I'll, you know, tweet you back and leave you a message. And hopefully, you know, we'll be able to help you in some way and work together and collaborate. I'm all about collaborating, so definitely.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate
your conversation. I really appreciate you having that question. I was like, oh, okay, I'll be a talker. I haven't done that.
Yeah, thank you so much for being with us, Jesse.
Thank you, Dr. Zay. I appreciate it.
And thank you for listening. Please mention to your social networks, online and off, that you enjoy the Social Network Show. If you're listening via iTunes or Podcast One, please add us to your playlist. And do check out our webpage, thesocialnetworkshow.com. If you like receiving email updates, you can subscribe from the blog page. So until we welcome you here again, please have fun and be safe online and off.
You've been listening to The Social Network Show, the only worldwide show dedicated to social networking and social media, coming to you from the studios of the Hank Greenspan School of Journalism and Media Studies of UNLV, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Listen to archived shows and follow us on Twitter. The views expressed on The Social Network Show are those of the hosts and guests and may not be the views of Social Network Intermedia. The Social Network Show is produced by Social Network Intermedia, copyright 2012.